Yerushalmi, Brachot, Daf Aleph, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim. So we start with the famous Mishnah, Mehem Atai Konin Shema Be'arvin. As we know, it says in the Pasuk of Shoch Bechov Kumecha, which is the Chiyuv, to read Kriyat Shema twice a day. Some very vague time, which doesn't say Yom or Laila, it says when you're going to sleep or when you're waking up, and this is going to be the subject of the question that the Mishnah raises, and Machlok is in, and the Gemara's expansion of the various shittot of what actually describes Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. Answers the Mishnah to when we read Kriyat Shema Be'arvin, Misha'ar Shirakanim Nichlasim L'chol B'Trumatam. Remember that Kohanim are osur to eat unless they're tahor, they cannot eat truma. And if they had become tamei, even if they had gone to the mikvah, they were only unable to eat the truma after Harav Shemesh, because it does say in the Pasuk, Ubah Shemesh v'tayr v'achar yochal min ha-kodashim, which is a reference to ha-kodashim, the truma itself. So this means, by definition, if it's Hashar, Shakar, Nisim, Lachol, v'trumatan, it's got to be in the actual night, because v'tayr means, as the Gemara says in the Bavli, it means that the sun has completely set. And if that's the case, you would think it could easily have set at the night. In any event, until what time? At Sof Ashmura HaRishona, at the end of the first third, or the first fourth, this is a Machlokas in the Gemara, what is considered to be an Ashmura. We say Shalosh Ashmurot HaBe'alayla, and this basically it means here, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, until the end of the first third. Now that means that the Pasuk of Shohu Becha, of Kumecha, according to Rabbi Eliezer, which is normally Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanes, is basically the time at the time that you are going to sleep, not meaning while you are sleeping, which would be, of course, later than that. But since people generally are asleep by then, it's already no longer the time when you're going to sleep. Whereas the Chachamim Omrim at Chatzot actually continue to read until the midpoint of the night. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, you can read the entire night through. Because according to him, the meaning of Vishol Becha is so long as people are sleeping, while you are Shochev. And that is normally until Amud HaShachar. As far as what precisely Amud HaShachar means, it's some little bit of time before what we call the Neitz HaChamah, however much that is. It may be here, Pnei HaMizrach, and it may be the time which is the first shaft of life. Light. And these are issues that are discussed in the Gemara, either here in the Bavli. And there was a Ma'aseh Shebo Banavi Beit HaMishkeh, when his children came very late back home from a Chatuna. And they said to Rabbi Gamliel, their father, we were in the middle of dancing, Chasam Yikala, we were Isik and Mitzvah, we didn't read Kriyat Shema. Umar lehem, im lo ala amud ha-shachar, chayavim atem likrot. So the Gemara explains that basically the children were asking him, obviously we know your Shita, that you can read until the morning, but what we want to know is when the Chachamim say Ad Chatzot, do they mean that after that it's no longer Zman Kriyat Shema? Because in effect they agree with Rabbi Eliezer that Bishor Becha is the time that you're going to sleep. And they say that that doesn't mean the first third, because there's a lot of people that go to sleep by midnight. But that would mean that after midnight they disagree with you fundamentally. It's not Zman Kriyat Shema. Or do the Chachamim really agree with you? And they actually say Bishor Becha as long as you're sleeping. The only thing is they don't want to say till the morning because they're afraid that if you think you have a lot of time, you might miss Zman Kriyat Shema. So in which case we should follow your Shita Amru Lo, O Kamino Et Shema. Omar lehem, believe me, that the Chachamim would agree that Im Lo Ala Amud HaShachar, Chayavim Atem Likrot. If it's still not the Amud HaShachar, you still have to read Kriyat Shema even according to the Chachamim, because they only wanted to make you be snappy about your business, Losher Lizarez. And indeed, Lo Zu Bilvad, this is not the only case where we have this situation. Amru the Chachomim say there's a din of Ad Chatzot. Because the truth is that Kol Mash Amru Chachomim Ad Chatzot, Mitzvatana Chiala Amud HaShachar. Whenever the Chachomim say that language, they say Ad Chatzot, it's actually a mitzvah to do the entire night. So you take a look at the din of bringing the Emurim, it's the Chalavim and the Evarim of the Korbanot. So this is all Korbanot, of course, have Emurim, the Korbanot has Evarim of meat that have to be brought, and they're really able to be brought all night long. And therefore, Mitzvotan HaTshiah L'Amud HaShachar. If you haven't brought them up on the Mizbeach, bring them up all night long, until Alot HaShachar. And the only issue is, Lo Yalin LaBoker. If it isn't Yalin LaBoker, it doesn't become Notar. But the truth is that that's the mitzvah. If you have an entire day to eat, which is the day and the following night, which is the normal din of achila, of a teda, or of kachikachim, the din is mitzvah tanach yala amud ashachar. So if that's the case, lama amru chachamim at chasot, when it came to the din of achila, not when it came to the din of hekter chalav v'emor, he's bringing that as an indication. Because nobody holds that Hekter Chalavim Ve'evorim is only until Chatzot. The Rambam, on the other hand, takes Hekter Chalavim Ve'evorim literally, and he says the Chachamim holds at Chatzot even for that. But in any event, everyone else feels that Hekter Chalavim Ve'evorim is setting the stage. Just like over there, we all understand Mitzvah Tanach Yalei Amud HaShachar, and so too Kol Hanei Chalavim Yom Echad Mitzvah Tanach Yalei Amud HaShachar, despite the fact that the Chachamim said at Chatzot. Mim Kein. So why make it possible to leave over notar by making the time shorter? Because they want to make a person very well aware that he doesn't have all night. You better get to work. Because otherwise, the human tendency is you put things off until it's too late. Continues the Gemara. Now look, even the Mishnah tells us that it's basically until the nighttime. And yet in the Braita, we find that Rabbi Chiya says it in a different way. Tani Rabbi Chiya, and it's actually Misha'ash Derech B'nei Adam, Nichnasim Achol Pitan B'Leilei Shabbat. It's actually the time that people would come home and start their Shabbat Seudah. And the Braita expands on this difference in how to state this man, the Tani Allah, that actually the differences between these two times and Mishash Bnei Adam Nechnasim B'Leil Shabbat is very small. Krovim Divrayim Liyot Shavim, it's basically the same time. Says the Gemara, Itachami, excuse me, can we look at this a little bit closer? This is similar to the Lashon of Michne, and we would find in the Yerushalmi. In other words, that's supposed to make sense. Come here, take a look at it better, okay? When is that? Basically, that's literally the moment of transition, right? Because really they walk into the place where they have the truma. They don't want other people to get in. So it's Yamamo. It's still daytime, maybe a minute or two before night. And then the moment that it's the Zman of Tzeta Kochavim, then already it's time for them to eat, right? Ve'im Kochvaya. So basically, they are ready to eat it along with the appearance of the first kochavim. Now, when do people come back to eat their seudah on Shabbat? Misha'ash derech bnei adam nechasim le'achol b'leilei Shabbat? I mean, you got to walk all the way out to the shul. Remember, in those days, the shul was in the middle of the field somewhere. They had the shul inside the city. And they hear a drasha, and then they have to walk back. I mean, we're talking about, by the time you get home, and you start eating, we're talking about, you know, an hour or two later. It's already after Ma'ariv, which you waited until Tzeta Kochavim. So it's basically Shavat Tarte V'Laileahu. You got one or two hours already into the night. Now, that in no way could be construed as being Krovim Divrei'elu Liot Ke'elu. I don't understand what that means. Omar Rabbi Yossi, actually, the idea of a year of Krovim Divrei'elu Liot Ke'elu is not a reference to the normal case. It's a reference to Tipater. You have to describe the case. So in other words, Kufrenaya Dikikaya. We're talking about these tiny little villages. Kufrenaya is a kfar, Dikik is a duck, small. We're over there because of the fact that they do not have a big population. And they are basically a little bit worried to be out in the roads at night. Because there, Urchayim Mistaka Adun Yumama. What they do is they want to keep off of the roads. And because of that, they get out of the fields when they'll have enough time to make sure that everything is ready and they get back from davening early. And why is that? And that's because the Tzadilam Mikamechayuta, they are worried about animals that may be out there, wild animals. I mean, you're living out in the sticks. You don't want to be out at night all by yourself. So because of that, they make sure that everything is ready well in advance. And if that's the case, then because everything is ready, Basically, they start the meal immediately. They want to get back from an early davening while it's still light, you see. And because of that, there's no problem at all. It really is. Krovim divrei elu, yotki divrei elu. There's not that much of a difference between the two. Tony. Now, it does say in a Braita that if you read any earlier than that, but actually, if you read before this man of Tzeta Kochavim, you weren't even Yotze. Asks the Gemara, if that's the case, I'm very confused. So many times I've walked into shul, and basically it's still daylight. They finish davening mincha, you know, they spend 5 minutes learning halacha, and then they go right into Marv before letting people leave. What in the world is the excuse if you're not Yotze? Why do they read Kriyat Shema in the middle of the day in the shul? Omer Rabbi Yossi, you don't understand. When they read it in the shul, it's basically like reading Ashrei. It has nothing to do with being Yotze the Fiyot of Kriyat Shema. In Korinot HaBeit Knesset, Bishvil HaTzeiti Dei Chovato, everyone there knows you're not going to be Yotze Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit in the middle of the day like this. The only reason that it's read is the same reason that we read Ashrei before being omed b'tfila in mincha. Kedei la'amod b'tfila mitoch dvar shel Torah. Let me just walk into shul and start saying the Shmoneh Esrei. There has to be a sense of yishuv, involvement first in divrei Torah. So because of that, we first say Kriyat Shema. According to this, it should mean without the Birchat Kriyat Shema, but we say Kriyat Shema as psukim from the Torah. Now this would mean, of course, that you would have to go back if you davened in a shul like that, and you would have to say Kriyat Shema Be'erev with the brachas, because you had originally had no intent to be Yotzi Yerchiyev of Kriyat Shema per se. Which leads us into the question of the dinim of brachot and suffix if you were Yotzi on brachot. So continues the Gemara. Rabbi Zeira, b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah. In the Yerushalmi we never say said. Yerushalmi keeps things stripped down to the bare minimum. So obviously if we're talking about somebody's name, then we're talking about something that he said. So Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Amar, Safek birecha mizonah safek lo birecha. If you have a suffix, whether you said Birkat HaMazon, since Birkat HaMazon is a diraita, it says V'achalta V'savata V'rachta, Dichti V'achalta V'savata V'rachta, and it's a diraita, Sveika diraita is L'chuna. But, on the other hand, a suffix itpalel, suffix lo itpalel. If you're not sure if you had said Birchot of Tvila, then since Tvila, a particular Tvila, is only Mirabonan, then suffix lo itpalel, because you don't go back and say a bracha that you may not be mechuyev. Because tefillah, even if you hold that tefillah is a diraita, as Rambam holds, it means to be mitpalel once a day is diraita. But a specific tefillah with a specific zman and so on, those are dinim that the Rabbanim rekuvea. Now, this is the Lo Krabbi Yochanan. If you're telling me don't go back and say your tefillah again, then basically you're telling me that you don't hold of Rabbi Yochanan. Because, I mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what would be the problem if you have a suffix? Go right ahead and say, Shmoneh Esrei, Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Halavai, Shitpalel Adam Kol Hayom Kulo. Well, what's the problem? Halavai, a person should be sitting and davening, so, which is mashma. But according to his shita, you could say as many tefillot nidavot as you want. You finished one Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, took care of your chakras, mincha ma'ariv, that's all very nice, but you still feel that you want to be mekusha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you have other things to say, you can make a tefillat nedava, and you can go ahead and be mitpalel again. So, memela, what's the problem? It's true that in a tefillat nedava, you're actually supposed to be mechadesh, something that you didn't say before. However, in a case where a person is misupak, he doesn't have to do that, because he's davening not just out of a hat, he's davening because there may be a real chiyuv to daven, and therefore it doesn't matter if you'd say an additional tefillah. Why? It's according to him. In other words, you should be able to go ahead, daven again, lama, because ein tefillah mafsedet. I mean, you can't lose, can you? So what would be the problem? And therefore, it's clear that this is not going aliba Rabbi Yochanan. Suffik kara. Now, what about Kriyat Shema? So if you have a suffik, if you said Kriyat Shema, or suffik lo kara, then that, what's the halacha? Nishma yinu min hada. Let us learn out from the the actual Mishnah, a Korikot and Vachain, Lo Yatzai Yedei Chovatav. So what does that mean, Lo Yatzai Yedei Chovatav? I mean, Kodom Lachain, which is Bein HaShmashot, Kodom Lachain was a reference to before Tzeit HaKochavim, which is the only time they can be Semech on eating Truma, correct? So anytime before that, you're not Yotze. What do you mean you're not Yotze? But it's a suffix. We know that the time of Bein HaShmashot, between sunset and Tzeit HaKochavim, we're not sure whether it's Ben HaYom or HaLaila. And if that's the case, if it were really a suffix that we're supposed to Lakula, we should say, okay, then you don't have to say it again. And yet, what does it say about Amra Tzarek Likrot? You're absolutely mechuyev, yes, to read again, even though it's a suffix, Ada Amra. Do you see from here, suffix kara, suffix lo kara? So if there's a question of Kriyat Shema, then Tzarek Likrot, you have to go back and say it again. So this is Mashma, that basically, the Mandi Omer who asked this question was not sure what the din is. Perhaps the question is, even if we say Krishma is the Araisa, it's the same as Birkat HaMazon, or maybe we should be Meku because you can be Yotze, B'diavad, just with the first Pasuk, maybe that would be enough. It's a Meru Amuchai of you to read the whole thing again. Others learned that on the contrary, this Bandi Omer holds that Kriyat Shema is indeed Rabbonah, which is why he asks the question. And the issue is, since Kriyat Shema is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, which leads to various Chumras, as we'll see, so maybe Lagabi the Suffolk, it would also be a thing to be machmer about and have a guy read it again. So you see from here, that's Tzarech Likrot. Or you see from here that there's no way to be Mako, and that indeed is something you write to the Chumra, and there's other ways to learn the question in the Gemara as well. Now, let's see if we can bring a proof from what we saw in the Mishnah that says, Siman l'davar, Mishi Yatsu HaKochavim. So the lesson of the Mishnah is that Tzeit HaKochavim is your simen to the Zman of Kriyat Shema. So if that's the case, what it seems to be saying is, Afal Pisha in Raya l'davar, how do we know that the simen of this is Dafka Tzeit HaKochavim? There's a Tzeit HaKochavim that the Zman of Truma, the Zman of Laila, is actually Tzeit HaKochavim. Because it says in the Pasuk of Nehemiah, Ve'anachnu osim bamlacha, ve'chetziyam machazikim b'lumachim me'alot ha'shachar Tzeit HaKochavim. So there we were talking about the very difficult period of building the second Beit HaMikdash and building a wall around Yerushalayim. And things were in a desperate stage. Now they were constantly under attack by terrorists and the wonderful neighbors that were living in Eretz Yisrael that had been brought in by the Sinai Yisrael to live there. And so they were under attack, and half of us had to be holding our guns out all day, Mi'alot HaShachar, Ad Tzeit HaKochavim. And it specifies over there, V'ayalanu ha'layla l'mishmar v'ayal l'malacha. Now, that means that from the pasuk that says Alot HaShachar Tzeit HaKochavim, half of us were working, and half of us were sitting there protecting the other half, and that was the time when we were working. So apparently the Yom L'Malacha extends from what it says here, the Alot HaShachar Tzeit HaKochavim. So you see that from Alot HaShachar Tzeit HaKochavim is daytime, and the rest of it is nighttime. So if that's the case, that would be the Zman of the Siman L'Davar, for the Zman of Kriyat Shema, and of the Yechidas Kayanim. Laila is defined by Tzeit HaKochavim. The question is, of course, that's a very vague shear. I mean, there are so many different order magnitude stars. I just say Tzeit HaKochavim is not clear. Plus, I mean, how many Kochavim? So what exactly does this mean, Tzeit HaKochavim? So Rabbi Pinchas, according to Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, says, if you can make out one Kochav, it's still definitely daytime. Two means it's already been Hashmashot, and it's a suffix Laila. Shlosha is already Vadai Laila. Wait. The Pasuk doesn't agree with you. You're telling me that two Kochavim that I can make out clearly is a suffix? Doesn't it say in the Pasuk, Ad Tzeit HaKochavim, right? Now, Tzeit HaKochavim, the rule is, we apply Occam's razor to every Pasuk. If the Pasuk said Tzeit HaKochavim, what's the minimal meaning of Kochavim? Two stars. Okay? So the Pasuk is saying two stars, then that's calling it at post that time, it's Laila. So how in the world can you say that it's suffix Laila? Sister Rishami Ella, wait a minute. Miut Kochavim, they're saying over here, is what? Hishnai. Kadmaya lo mitchashev. That's the point that we're making, that Kochav Echad can be seen beyond. And therefore, that's not what we're talking about. So when we saw that the simon is Kochavim, Tzeta Kochavim, that means two above and beyond that original one, which means three Kochavim would be definitely Laila, not two Kochavim. Because Kadmaya lo mitchashev, as we said, the first Kochav is considered to be Vadayom. And therefore, our Siman was actually perfectly quoted. So here's how it would work on an Erev Shabbos, okay? So you're talking, a person standing on Erev Shabbat. Ra'a Kochav Echad. A guy sees a Kochav in the sky. If he goes ahead and he does a Melacha, what would be the din? Ra'a Kochav Echad va'asa Melacha. He definitely would be putter because we said a Kochav Echad is daytime. It's still visible in the daytime. How about if he sees two and he does melachas? And it was a suffix whether he had done melacha on Shabbat or not. Therefore, what's the din if you were suffix, if you were over on an iser that was chayiv yukoreit, and here even worse? So what would be the din? You would have to bring an Asham Tolui, because had you definitely been mechalel Shabbat, you would have to bring a korban chatas. Here you're mesupik if you have to bring the korban chatas, and in all such cases, you bring an Asham Tolui. If there's three stars out in the sky, you went ahead and you did melacha, then you have to bring a korban chatas, because once three kochavim are out, it's definitely Shabbat on Friday. Now, on Saturday night, it would be, of course, otherwise, opposite, b'motzei Shabbat. If it's after Shabbat, so then we would say that if you were a kochav echad v'asa melacha, if only one star come out, then it's still vaday Shabbos, in which case you would be maybe chatat. If two would come out, then you have your indeed suffix yom, suffix laila. And therefore, the din would be that you would bringing an asham toli. If it was three, then it was definitely a Mitzray Shabbos act, and you would be put. Further complications, we shall see tomorrow in Daf Beit. And now for a quick review. Just like Hector Chalavim Deivarim is mitzvah Tanachiyalash Amud HaShachar, so to Kohanech Olim Liyom Echad would also midoraita be mitzvah Tanachiyalash Amud HaShachar. Why then Lama Amru Chachamim in the second case mostly Ad Chatzot and Echolim Kedei Larchik Et Adam Min HaAvira, not to come Lidei Notar. Says the Gemara, Nan Taninan But in the bright of Rabbi Chia, it says, "Mishaash derech bnei adam nichlasim locha pitan b'leila Shabbat." V'tani Allah, that's almost the same shir. Krovim devivrayim liyot shavim. Now come on, itachani. Mishaash akwan nichlasim locha b'trumatan is when. It's basically, you know, it's still daylight, and then the stars come out, and it's the last moments of the day. Okay? And Mishah Shederach B'nei Adam Dechlesim L'chal P'pitan B'Leila Shabbat. Yeah, I mean, you gotta go out to shul, which is out of town a little bit, and listen to the drosha, come back, sit down and eat, my God, it could be Shavuot Tarti in the middle of the night. V'atam R'krovim Divrayim L'yot Shavim. How do you get that? Omar Rabbi Yossi. Well, you get that in a particular case. If Tipater Be'elin Kufanaya Dikikaya, the Orchein Mistalka Adu Yomama, the Tzadil Amikai Mechiyuta, so then it would end up being almost the same minute. Now, Tony, Hakore Kodim Lechein Lo Yatsa Yedei Chovato. I don't understand. So then why do people always do a Mincha Mayrev in Shul? Imken Lama Korninota Bebet HaKnesset. Reb Yossi, they don't, really. They read it only like we read Asher. In korinata bebet haknesset bishvila tzit yidei chovato, ela kedei lamod bitvila metoch divar shel Torah, and because of that, and when it comes night, they're going to have to read it with the brachas. Rebbe Zeir, Rebbe Shem, Rebbe Yirmiyah, sofik birecha mizano sofik lo birecha. Then is tzarech levorech, because it's diorayta, the chliv yachad v'zavad dovirachta. How about tefillah? Safik yitpalel, safik lo yitpalel. There al yitpalel. Now that is obviously not like Rabbi Yochanan. Because even though it's the Rabbanon, and you shouldn't be chayev, but what the heck? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ulavai shitpalel adam kol hayom kulo, lama, she'ein tefila mafsedet. You can't lose, can you? So why would we say in this case not to? Go right ahead. Make it a tefilat nedavah. And you don't even have to be mosif anything because you may, in fact, be chayev this tefillah. How about when it comes to Kriyat Shema? Sofik kara, sofik lo kara. That nishmina min hada. It says here in our Mishnah, kore kodem lachen lo yatzar yedei chovatov. Now, what is kodem lachen? Kodem tzedek kochavim. That is ben hashmashot, which means by definition it's a sofik. Vat amet tzorech likrot. You see? Sofik kara, sofik lo kara, tzorech likrot. Next. The Mishnah is talking about Misha, similar to Misha Yatsua Kochavim. How do we know this? Well, Ava Bisha in Raya Ladavar Zech Ladavar. Since it says in the Chemia, Vanachon Simbam Lacha, Vechetian Machazi Kibra Machim, Mialot Ashachar Atzeta Kochavim, and that's when they were building the Beit HaMikdash, and the Pasuk itself defines that as daytime. It says, Vayalonu Alayla Lemishmar, Vayom Lemlacha. There you go. Once it's Seta Kochavim, it's Laila. Kama kochavim, however, yetzu v'yelayla, Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabba Bar Papa said, well, if there's one star and only one star in the sky, it's still daytime. Vadayom. Shnayim, it's a suffix layla. Shlosh, it's a vaday layla. What? Shnayim is a suffix. Read the pasuk. The pasuk said, at seta kochavim. All right, now, kochavim is two. Well, yes. Niyot kochavim is shnayim. Not including the one that shows during the daytime, obviously, which means a total of three stars. That's the point. Kadamaya lomit chashev. So, by the same token, if it's Erev Shabbat, and you ra'ah kochav echad, and you do malacha, you're pot. Shnayim, you have to bring an Hashem tolig. It's a suffik if it's Shabbat, suffik if it's chayev echor mechatas. Shloshah vada yumachal Shabbos, and you have to bring a chatas. It's the opposite of Motzei Shabbat. Why? It's still Shabbos, because it's still Yom. Shnayim, it might already be post-Shabbos, so you bring an Hashem Tolin. And Shlosha, you'd actually be Patur.
When do we start Kriyat Shema at night? The Yotze this month of Kriyat Shema. Mishah shakorim nechdatim lochal betrumatam asof ha-shmura harishona. Ha-shmurat harishona, divirat v'yata. So from the time the Kohanim come in to eat their truma, which means after their tovim for many tumas, they need harif shemesh in order to become roy for akivas truma. So from the time they go in, and they're now no longer being Rabbi Shemesh until the end of the first Ashmorat of the night, to see what that shear is. It's the shear according to Rabbi Yezek. The Chachamim say, no, it's until Chatzos. And the Amniel over there, actually, you have it till the morning. Ma'aseh ubo banav b'beit ha-mishkeh. Ve'anulah lo karim ha-lekshma. Once happened that the sons of Rabbi Amniel came from a party, and they told him, whoops, we forgot Kriyat Shema. Amar lehem im lo alam v'ashachar chayvim atem mikro. If you still have time till Avos HaShachar, you'll have to say it now. Lo zu dovaram, the truth is, this shiur that the Chachamim gave, even though they gave it at an earlier time, koshem lo Chachamim at Chatzos. It doesn't matter if the shiur is at Chatzos like the Chachamim said over here. The Gemara explains that the question over here was whether they have to go according to the dot of the road, in which case it's no longer as much Kriyat Shema, they could follow their father. And he was saying, even the Chachamim were moda that it's only the Chachilah Chatzos, but mitzvot and Machiala Menashacha. So Hector Chalavim Ve'Evarim, which you're supposed to complete by Chatzos, huh? Mitzvot and Machiala Menashacha. Kol HaMe'achalim Liyom Echad. In any time that you have a korban, you're allowed to eat until one day in the night, it means really until Alos HaShachar. In Kein Lama Amru Chachamim at Chatzos, so why then do the Chachamim say at Chatzos? And they are free, it's Adam Min HaTikah, in order that people shouldn't come to think, oh, have more time. And then they'll end up, in our case, missing Kriyat Shema, in the case of Avachivas Tachin, they'll end up eating after the Zman, or they'll end up leaving things, they won't be burned to time, they'll be possible Lina. So the Mela, they said, get things done already by Katas. Now, Anan Kanina Bishasha Kanin Nechasim Lachav Kumatan. Over here it says in the Mishnah that the Shiur is from the time that the Kohanim go into the Truma. But in the Braisa we know that the Tosef, the Tani Rabbi Chiya, Misha'a Shekerach Bnei Adam Nechasim Lachok Kitan Belele Shabbatot. But it's at the time that people go in to eat their Seudah on Lil Shabbos. The Tani Allah, and what's strange is that in the Braisa it says, Krovin Dibrayen Liyot Shavim. Even though it's not literally the same time, but it's very, very close. You shouldn't think that there's a big difference between them. The problem is, Itachami means come and look at this. It's a normal way of talking in Yerusham. So Itachami, it's Borei, Tachazi is the way we say Tashma. Because in Yerusham you see things, you don't hear things. It's a completely different way of learning, really. So here, Itachami, come and look at this.
Itachami,
right? See,
visual learners versus oral learners?
Yeah, right. So, Misha'a Shua Kwanin, Nifasim, Mokhava, Shumatama. Hold on a second. Let's say Mifti. What is the time, Shakonim, Nifasim, Mokhava, Shumatama? That's basically Yimamahu, Vin Kokavaya. I mean, it's the very end of the day, as soon as you have the first starts coming out, right? But Mishah Shigar Bnei Adam Nichlasim Makol Pitan Belelei Shabbatot. I mean, that could be Shah Latati Laila. It could be an hour or two into the night. How could you possibly say that Adam is clothed in the rain of Yod Shavim? Well, how is that Yod Shavim? It's a major difference. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Tipater, what we'll have to explain this is referring to, is the Ilan Kufranaya Tikikaya. He's got to be talking about these little tiny towns. The Orchehon, that their minhag is, and Mistalka Adavi Yumama, they leave their work, they leave the field still in broad daylight. The Tzadigon Mikabish Yuta. And here there's two very different ways of learning this. The Russian rabbi, Tzadigon Mikabish Yuta, would mean, literally, Tzadigon, they are already trapped. Mikame Chiyuta from doing the things that they need for their lives. Right, to me, the Tzadi means they've already trapped everything that they need. They have the containers. They have an easy life over there. Everything is taken care of earlier. And they come home. Or like in the Gavli, we have people that don't have money. They don't have a lot of money to keep their lights going on Shabbos, so they're going to be burning lights. They want to see what they're eating. So they start an early Shabbos, finish the Suda still. They come there by the time. They're ready for the sun. It's mommy, it's time now for the sun to go down. Okay, so that may not be done. That's very close. And the other shot would be the Tzadi Lahom, that they have to hide themselves out, become a chayata from the animals, from the wild animals that are in the field. So they don't stay out of the field until late. They let the animals come out. So they come home early. Huh? The bear.
The muggers
come out. But that's not buggers. We're talking about kubilaya, some real animals. And they get out of the fields early. That's the safer part of his job. Tony. Hakore kodemot en loya tzayideh kovato. Now, it says in the Braisa, if you read before that, you're not yotze. So in came lava korimotarabeta. So why then people that read an early mire, why do they say Kriyashah? I mean, they sure you want to say that we allowed Tfila before the Zman. Okay, fine, that's up to the Rabbanan. But how do you say Kriyashah with your mire if you're not going to be Yotze? I'm Rabbi Yossi. In korimotarabeta, Kriyashah, say Kidechovato, you're not Yotze. We only were massacring the three Kriyat Shema earlier, so that there should be a Kriyat that Meyer should have Kriyat Shema and Tfila. But enough, you know, you're going to have to repeat it later on in order to be Yotze. Rabbi Zira, the shame Rabbi Yirmiyo, says like this, Sufik Birech Amazonon, Sufik Lo Birech, Sarach Lopar. If you have a suffix as to whether you said Birchas Hamazon and not the suffix you rise, so that means if you have a suffix, you have to go to Chum. Suffix Yitzpalel, suffix Lo Yitzpalel, Al Yitzpalel. Well, you have to daven. You shouldn't daven. We weren't misaking. It's a drop on it to be to daven three times a day. So therefore, if you're misrupting, you missed an instant, don't daven it. But this is the law of Yochanan. Gamer of Yochanan, Lubashi Tavel for Adam Kalayam Kulam. Rabbi Yochanan said, what's your problem? So make it to Yochanan daven. You can daven as much as you want. Law not change, be law not said it. I mean, you never lose by daven. Yeah, we've had that. You never lose by davening. So, I mean, but it has to be the Teres Nedava. And since it's the Teres Nedava, you have to be Mechadish, but there's that whole, you know, nowadays you're not Mechadish, you must be Mechadish. So we shouldn't use Teres Nedava, but Mikra, and that's how we pass. Sopik Kara. Sopik Lo Kara. So, Nashmina bin Hada, Hakari Kodim Lachim, Lo Yatzat Yidei Chovatot. Hold on a second. You say, the Sopik, you discovered Kriya Shva Sopik Nah. We just said, the Tzair, if you read it before this man, Shaka Nimnech Vasimach Omichumatam, Lo Yatzat Yidei Chovatot. What does that mean? In other words, you have to read it again. Hold on a second. Kodim Lachim, Lapsa Feitu. We are down there, the cross. Before that, it's Kosov, it's Ben Ashmod. You're trying to tell me the time of the Mokuyas, okay? But it means if you read it, Ben Ashmod, you have to read it again. Adam, it's a Karas, a Karas, a Karas. You see from over here that the din of Kriyashma is itself also the Arisa, which we saw was within Makomas, whether we had Makomas in the Bible. So the Kara Kriyashma, Lo Yikra. Hi, what about the Pasuk? The Pasuk is trying to be right there.
Is that pretty much actually
level?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's from she. Here we're bringing a raya from our raya. That's what it says. It must be that it's a new raya. Because otherwise, why do you have to read it again? Now, say, siman v'davar, nishi yetzu ha-kochavim. The Siman to know what is the Shashak on him, gets him, even though we can't bring a Raya because the following pasuk was not referring to Kriyashma, and the concept of Bishokho Kumecha may not be the equivalent of Bayomu Balayla. Remember, it's referring to an act, a minhag of people, Shiva and Kima. It's not the same thing as saying Balayla Bayom. However, there's a pasuk at least that shows us that Laila, qua Laila, is dependent in Sefer Kochav. Where do we see that? Because it says, Va'anachnu osim v'amlacha, they were building the Beis HaMikdash. So they were building the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll see, that in the daytime. And it says, as we were doing the melacha, chetziyam ma'atzikim b'ramachim, half of us had to be holding our rifles ready, because the monster of Palestinians around here. And the other half were building the Beis HaMikdash. And this went on, Mi'alot HaShachar, Ad Seita Kochavim. Now, the other pasuk says, see, Vaya Lano HaLaila LeMishmar, all night long we have to be on watch. Vayom LeMelachah. So what's the Yom? Ad Seita Kochavim. Yes, that's prepared. So the Kochavim is Laila. Kama Kochavim Yetu LeLaila. What defines Kochavim, Seita Kochavim? How many Kochavim? So Rabbi Pinchas, B'Shem Rav Abba Bar Papa, says, Kochav Echad, Valayon. There's only one star visible that's the Leda. Shnayim, that's in Ashmash, it becomes a Sufik line. Shlosha Vare Lila. Shnayim, Sufik, one again. It says, Seta Kochavim. Kochavim, minimum Kochavim is two. So why the Shnayim, Sufik, Kochavim? Ad Seta Kochavim? Have I mute? Kochavim, Shnayim? So how do you explain that? Because Tanmaya Lamech Hashem. It means Ad Seta Kochavim from the time of the Kochavim that come out at night. So it's the first Kochav that you'll see by definition is the Kochav of the day. So if that's the Bada day, you can't do whatever. In practical terms, you need three, because the first one is the day Kochav. The last Kochav of the day.
Fine,
we don't perform
on that.
We do, but not the way not in progress. Be'erev Shabbos. So now it comes like this. So if on Erev Shabbos you see Kochavacha and do Malacha, so that's fine. Your potter is still young. If you see two Kochavim, you do Malacha, so this is a suffix. You have to bring an Ashim Tola. Shlosha and you do Malacha, then you're Kochavacha. The inverse would be for Matzei Shabbos. Matzei Shabbos, Rosh Kochavacha, Yasam Malacha, you would be maybe Chalas Vada, because it's Vada Yom. Shnai, maybe Ashim Tavuim. Shlosha, you'd be Patru. Now my shayla is like this. It says, yes, for a bomb. Boy. You're saying that two is a suffix. That's very interesting because in the same sugya in Shabbos, we also have Rabbi Yosef, there we have Rabbi Yosef Bar Zvida. Rabbi Yosef Bar Zvida points out that if you do malacha in the two sefers, in the Arab Shabbos and the Batar Shabbos, you'll bada yichayim chavis, because one of them was zikr, it was either at Yom or at Laila. It's not neither Yom nor Laila. So at the same time, it didn't belong in both places. It would certainly be high. Here we have a Yosef or a bone who seems to be dealing with the same issue, but makes a very significant distinction in his opinion. And he asks like this. He's boy, inti mashayim suffer. If you're saying that two is a suffer, what's the din if you were Ra'ash Nekoch, I'm going a little wider now on the next topic, you want to make up, gradually to make up. So Ra'ash Nekoch Avim Me'er Shabbos. Itrubo. Somebody gave him Hasra'a on Erev Shabbos. Don't do Malacha now, it's Shabbos. Yasa Malacha. Now, Ra'ash Nekoch Avim Me'er Shabbos. And again, Itrubo. Yasa Malacha. Now I want to know what the din is. The Mishnah wrote, they said in the Bavli, B'nogeach Yivchatas. B'nogeach Yivchatas. I don't need to come on to Hasra. But the Shiloh over here is, can you be Mitzarek for Hasra, where each one of them essentially is a socket? I can't really tell you a Shabbos now. Between the two statements of Hasra, you turned out to be warned. Re'eh, who's Harza? Right?
Erev and
Mosi. Can I be Mitzarek these two Hasra's? And said it should be chayim on a mason. This is another issue. Yeah. So then manapshecha. Some read this as you would have read. Zay Marsha reads this as the answer. Manapshecha. I don't think that's the correct term. Manapshecha is part of the question. As Rabbi Yossi is saying that we could say imarishonim yomim, sa'afakronim yomim, in which case he's chayim alafronim. I could look at it that way. That's my first question.
What is Rishonim like?
The first Azhara versus the second. Momentum Shop, you've got an Azhara of the guy not do Malacha, Badang of Shabbos. Now I got another question, which is okay, I shall get. Let's say, Rosh Nekoch could be Barab Shabbos, the Kataka Chatsi grow there. Here's my thought. You do a Chatsi Shir. So you do a Chatzi Shir on Erev Shabbos. You do the other Chatzi Shir in the morning when it's Badai Shabbos. Then you do another Chatzi Shir on Matzah Shabbos at the same time. So here, again, if it were Badai Shir Shalom, he would Badai Bichai of a Chatzi, right? But over here, you never really have a Chatzi Shir that you know was a Chatzi Shir of Chiyuv. It's just between them you have a Chatzi Shir. So can you be Mitzare a between them Chatzi Shir of Chiyuv with a Vada Chatzi Shir to say that, okay, but Besach HaKol you did a Shir Shalem? Or does even Siru require at least that it should be Mitzurah in terms of being a Vadai? Otherwise, if it's two completely different, like you found out in between. It's like the idea between them is not going to be Mitzare. It's a different type of thing between them. Now that's my question. So you were Mekatzer Chatzi Grogeret B'Shacharit again, and then a third time you go ahead and you're Mekatzer Chatzi Grogeret B'Mitzare Shabbos, right? Rosh Yekav B'Mitzare Shabbos, Mekatzer Chatzi Grogeret. So now I ask you, would you say, Ma Nafshecha? Im HaRishonim Yomim, Abba HaKornim Yomim, V'Yitzarek Shal Shacharit, Im Shal Mitzare Shabbos, V'Yechayav Ala HaKornim, or maybe you say the other way, Ima Afronim Laila, the Rishonim was Laila, in which case your first part, half, was done on Shabbos, and the Yitzarek was Shabbos, and Shomayim was Shabbos. So you say, when one of Shabbos, we're able to be Mitzarek, Vinyom with either Mitzvah Shabbos or Erev Shabbos. One of them is definitely the Tov Shabbos.
Why stop over one Shabbos? Why couldn't we take the pie over 10 years? Where I did Malacha one Shabbos and Erev Shabbos.
Because different Shabbos are definitely Machalic.
And so even two different Maisim are two different Shabbos. It just seems strange to me that
different Shabbos is already considered to be the equivalent of Yediyah Bein Atayim. It's like you found out, you're not Mitzar of things. To be Mitzar of things, they have to be Behele Mechad. They have to be Beguf, and this is various, as we'll see in Shabbos. Alright, so let's see the rest of tomorrow. We almost got off there.
Why do you think that